Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiancé. Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown. 90-day Beyoncé. Marrying someone you've only met on your phone. Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's Reality Gate. Let's love.
Did anybody else, when Amanda said, I need to show Rosbine my softer side, did anyone else immediately go, the softer side of Sears? And I thought, like Sears, there's just a lot of hardware and things you can buy for your car and auto parts inside you. Because there's think about Sears.
Electronics.
You could get things in Sears that you couldn't get at any other department store.
If you're under the age of 30 right now, you are very confused. You're like you're not a Carl's wife because you're not a, but you are. You're just confused. You're going, what is Sears?
You could order a jet plane from a Sears catalog.
You could. That Montgomery Ward's.
Oh, anyway,
come
y'all.
See the softer side of Sears.
Y'all, Amanda don't have a softer side. It's exactly what she wants you to see.
It's so transparent, and I didn't want to be right, but I was.
I absolutely despise her.
I knew he would say yes.
You mean you knew he would fall for it? Yeah. I kind of did too. Because she was smart and she like fucked him four more times.
He's
still kind of fuck drunk, like,
because game recognizes game.
If someone's gonna break up with me, if my rich daddy's gonna break up with me, I fuck his brains out a couple of times and then once more before dinner. You know what? It always works. They have a hard time making decisions when they're fuck drunk.
This is B90. Y'all, this is Reality Gaze, 90 Day Fiancé, Before the 90 Days. I'm Maddie, and this other slutty queen is Poodle, a.k.a.
Hello.
Jake.
Hello.
This is season six,
episode 16, One Crazy Summer. And this is apparently a movie starring John Cusack and Demi Moore, which I never saw.
Oh, never saw it.
1986.
Did you? I don't have a.
I wasn't born yet.
That makes me sad.
I was a gleam in my father's eye.
In father's poodle eye. I don't think I've ever had one crazy summer. Have you ever had a crazy summer? I feel like that's.
Yeah. Boy. The kind of summer where you don't really. where you're a slut and you don't care, and you don't have one of those kind of settling down types of it. Mm-hmm. Especially like if you're on vacation a lot or at the beach a lot.
Uh-huh.
And you kind of just keep being a slut and you play every inning. And you're really tired, and it's the kind of thing where it's like, I can't wait for winter when you're just so tired.
Just a summer of Bambi legs.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got to go to the clinic a lot. Yeah. Make a lot of bad choices. Do some drugs.
Wow. Yeah. I don't think I've had that. Maybe I should.
You're too old.
Wow.
I hate to tell you, it's after... Mid-40s is not the time to start doing drugs because your body don't like it no more.
I don't want to do drugs. I'm fine with it. I think I'm good with that.
I promise y'all, if you haven't done drugs and if you haven't done drugs yet and you're like late 30s, I would not recommend it because it's not going to be good for your body.
No, it's not going to be good. Let's just move on, y'all. Okay, we're
definitely not coke.
This is the finale of B90.
Season finale with two-part tell-all.
Yes. I assume. We'll talk about it in our part two of this episode, kind of what we see in the tell-all coming. It looked good, so we'll talk about it.
Yeah, they're going to come for Christian hard, thank goodness.
Yeah, it's not going to go good. All right, so couple... Real quick, we're going to jump into a couple. First of all, you're in September Fully Loaded.
Fully Loaded.
You're not only getting After the Altar. At the end of the month, you're getting Love is Blind. Season five, that's on the $5 chair. You're also going to be getting a new season. Y'all, if you ready to jump into Love After Lockup, this is your week, bitches, because there's a season five of Love After Lockup.
Brand new season that drops on, just dropped on Friday.
And we're going to have... that's a public feed. That first episode is a try before you buy.
Yeah. It is.
Listen.
Y'all, Melissa from Melissa and Louie are back with his horrible mother.
Donna, have you watched the episode yet?
I'm halfway through it.
Oh, it's good. It's very, I'm excited by this cast. There's some just... They got quackers.
When she had brunch with her sisters and her father, and I forget about it, even her family as a character, and I couldn't figure out what her sister was wearing, that white thing.
They are so like, Jersey.
It was like shirt shoulderless and like off the shoulder, but it also had sleeves and it scrambled my brain.
The three of them are kind of like an Italian Hydra, like with all, they're like, hi, hi, hi. Like
they're very Jersey.
They're very Jersey. I also really enjoyed when Andy bought Brittany with two T's balloons. And he said, I want you to set these balloons free, like you getting free. And he let them sit in the car overnight. So Brittany lets go of the balloons and they just fall to the ground.
Sink to the earth. That was my favorite moment of the episode.
Anyway, y'all, it's good. We're giving you, try this public feed. If you're like, I don't know, Love After Lockup, I don't know much about it. There's only two, maybe three. I mean, some of them were just on Love During Lockup, but basically all the couples are fairly new. So it's easy to jump
into they're introducing them a lot. There's no one with a ton of history.
Yes. Renika and Asante have a little bit of history. Not a lot of future, but they, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. We'll talk about that on Love After Lockup.
Wow. That's dark.
That's true. It's true. So...
IYKYK. Okay.
Yeah. It's a different type of show. So, and also, you guys, we're teasing you. Don't sleep on the announcements, because if you sleep on the announcements, you're going to miss a big announcement of a new show we're covering that we're going to save for part two of B90.
In part two. Yeah.
So,
I'm actually nervous what to talk about it, because you know how I get. Nervous with change.
You get nervous. You do.
Yeah.
I think you'll do fine. I think you'll do great, actually. So there you go.
I will. I'll rise to the occasion.
Why do you do that? Someone gives you a compliment instead of going, thank you, that makes me feel better. You get angry that the person give you a compliment, and then you get defiant.
Yeah. What's the problem with that? Thank you. I appreciate your support.
We know now what happens when Father Poodle compliments Mother Poodle, what he gets back.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what you get back.
By the way,
everything we do is what was modeled for us.
Oh, I just did something like my mother today, and I went, oh, gosh. Did we have any updates, by the way, about the 50th anniversary?
I sent my mother a text, and she's like, well, he's been pretty contrite since he's been home. So it's everything's been very low key there. I am going to call them on Sunday and see what's going on. So
all right.
I'll probably have an update on Monday.
I was on Pink Shade, y'all.
I was on Pink Shade with Mary Payne talking about the previous episode of B90. So if you haven't listened to that episode with Mary Payne Gilbert, we had a good time. I scandalized her as normally.
Go ahead, Poodle. I know you want to talk about our Bi-Curious, too. I know you're excited.
The Bi-Curious for this month. Some people think that I just do what I want and I don't listen to anyone.
Yeah.
And that's at least 70% correct. But the Sister Wives won our Bi-Curious, the new season of Sister Wives, and we'll be covering episode 4 in collaboration with Ace and Caitlin from Sister Wives, Love Should Be Multiplied, Not Divided, which is another Sister Wives podcast we have not done an interview with yet, or we have not done a collab with. So
I'm worried.
They are a married couple. And
anyone Ace with the name Ace is really
Ace is,
hot.
He's a handsome hot. Man. Okay. I haven't seen a picture of Caitlin. I'm sure she's lovely.
Don't need to see one. I'm fine.
But who cares?
Caitlin, I'm sure you're lovely.
I mean, you're lovely. Just,
can you have the name Ace and not be hot?
Not possible. Not possible.
It's like the name Grant. Have you ever met an ugly Grant?
No, that's a hot name.
It's a hot name.
There are some names that you're just kind of required to be hot.
Yes, my cousin Leah at my cousin Lolo's wedding, she was a bridesmaid and she hooked up with this guy named Grant who was a groomsman and everybody thought they were going to be together, but she's with the woman now.
Good for her. Life turns on a dime.
It does.
Brent. Brents are always hot.
No, yeah. That's.
Some of those names that sound sharp. Brent, Graham.
Graham, Grant. Yeah.
Graham, Grant.
We got to move
Walter,
on.
Usually not. Sorry, Walters.
But if they go by Walt.
Whole different ball game.
Whole
different ball game.
We're in an area and we need to continue. So Ace and Caitlin, we're excited to, so be sure to listen to that.
That'll be on our free feed. We're going to do it on video for our Patreon will be the video of it.
Okay, great.
Because it's a collab, we're going to put it out on our free feed too. So y'all, even if you don't get RG Plus, you'll get our Bi-Curious for that month because all our collabs, because we want everyone to see how much great podcasters are out there and the podcasters, because we want y'all to discover these people.
Exactly. Speaking of discovering people, just a correction. I said on a previous pod that I was going to be talking about Last Resort with Amy Archer from Little Miss Recap. That's been postponed a week, so don't be looking for that. I'll let y'all know when that gets recorded. I'm really bummed out.
She came to her senses.
I'm really upset to talk about it, not to talk about it this week, y'all, because, it hasn't aired yet, but I watched it. But let me just say, one of the funniest things I've ever seen happen on 90 Day Fiancé happened on Last Resort. I laughed and laughed and laughed. Oh, God. It was so great.
Also, y'all, speaking of Last Resort, we interviewed Petey Silvera.
I want to apologize. I got very excited this interview.
I had to reel you in. And she actually got excited, too. And
so we both got excited together and we were getting therapy talking and past life talking. Oh, God, I loved it.
Almost 25 minutes was about past life regression.
I loved it.
To the point where I finally said, I need to step in and at least drag this, right this ship.
She was interesting. You said you're going to contact her for a past life regression.
You actually fell down in your hosting duties a little bit because you could not lead without fanning her. It was a little embarrassing, actually.
Wow. It's fine. I had to carry you when you met Luke. So
that's true.
It's happened. That's a good business part. We help each other out.
It's like footsteps in the footprints thing. Jesus is like, where were you? Where were you, Jesus? And Jesus is like, bitch, I carried you.
Bitch, I carried the whole time. Anyway,
I bet he said it just like that too.
It's true. Anyway, it was great. We loved it. Loved talking about Last Resort. Be sure to check out, because there's a companion, y'all, if you're really into this, I've actually listened to a couple episodes and I really like it. It's called The Last Resort Sessions, right? I want to make sure
Yes, you're right.
Yes, The Last Resort Sessions. And that is, TLC is doing a podcast. The host is, Suki, right?
You said Suki.
It's not Suki. It's Suni.
No. Hold on.
What's her name again?
I've got it.
Suki.
It is Suki Krishnan. Suki Krishnan.
She does and she interviews all the three therapists on Last Resort, and they do it for each episode. So that's available. She hosted.
She hosted Find Love Live. Remember that show I made you watch?
Yes. I enjoyed it.
That show was a disaster. Actually, disaster shows make really good Bicurious episodes
for us. They do.
I think that's it for announcements.
I think that's it, except for
our... We got through that in 15 minutes.
Except for our one coming next week, our next episode on part two. Stay tuned. All right.
Why'd you need to do that?
Because I wanted to. Let's do this.
All right. Let's jump in. This is ending almost everyone's stories. Some are open-ended. We got the end of David and Sheila last week. Oh, my God. I will say this. David on the tell-all looked kind of hot.
He looked good. His face was – they put makeup on him, so his face was less red. That's why.
Well, thank you for ruining that for me.
No, I'm just saying he doesn't look like –
his rosacea, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look like I do after I do 2 push-ups.
You do. I mean, I get kind of red,
My face gets extremely red when I do physical activity.
What does it look like after you fuck?
I look dewy and well-exercised, like a horse.
I'm sure you don't look like a housewife at a Richard Simmons class at all.
I look like a fucking mess after I've been in flagrante delicto.
Well, at least
you know what?
Semen on your face takes away from the redness.
You know what? A good time was had, so it doesn't matter.
There we go. boy, if there's ever a personification of she loves me not, of the just flip-flop of lesbian relationships, y'all, here you go. This is not uncommon. This is what it's like.
I guarantee you, women who've had experience with women in relationships went, yep, lesbians.
Been there.
Flip-flop.
Yes. Yep. So they're right now, are they flipped or are they flopped right now at the beginning?
Probably flopped. I think they're flopped. Okay. And y'all, Dempsey is packing. Because, y'all, there's nothing that brings someone to either apologize or change the circumstances like packing your bag. True. And she says that Statler really can't understand what happened here. And I feel like we missed something. I feel like we never – one thing that would have been nice to know, I think – and Mary Payne and I talked about this when we talked about the previous scene in the previous episode – is that if we had seen any type of calls or correspondence back and forth when Statler said she – was open to having children, because honestly, even though I don't want to have kids, I think if someone did that to me and they either lied about it or they made other decisions, I think that's a huge betrayal. And
I think so too.
Yeah.
I mean, Statler is trying to talk and Dempsey's just, you know, or you said our relationship doesn't work. It's done. It's done. And Statler said that she didn't tell me previously that she definitely wanted kids. She said maybe. So
right.
Statler's kind of like, well, are you done with us? And Dempsey is, well, that's on you. It's very high school the way they kind of refine
it. It is. And at the same time, I think it's the fact that everything feels so black and white. Either we're gonna have kids or either neither Dempsey or Statler can say, hey, can we kick that can down the road for a minute?
Maybe. I mean, it is, but again, this happens a lot. But the fact that we'll talk about this later, but the last thing we heard, you're not even ready to move into one another. And so now you want to have kids. Seems like a bit of a jump.
I agree. Yeah.
Bit of a jump.
But it seems 20 minutes later, Statler's like, I don't feel good. This is good. My anxiety is crazy. And she said, she's trying to kind of defend what she said. And she said, in this moment, I can't imagine having a kid. And I will say, at least she's being honest at this point. You got to give her credit for that. And she said, wouldn't you rather have me be honest than play along? And then she said, it depends on where I'm at. I'm a roller coaster. She said
the moment changes for me, which is very honest, but also that's very, y'all, Dempsey, this is like their trigger because Statler, they're both terrified about what their future is going to be and they want to secure that. But for Dempsey, she wants to plan everything out and have it planned. Very type A, it seems more. Where Statler gets so overwhelmed by even the planning of the future. So actually, ironically, for her to think about her future means she needs to kind of stay more in the moment or stay in ways that seem familiar to her, like moving in with someone. She's done that before, so she can imagine moving in with Dempsey. She's never had a kid, and I think it would be the same way if you said, hey, do you want to, like, you know, buy an investment property together? Statler would freak out because I don't know, but she had never done that before.
So,
and now they're holding hands.
5 minutes later, as long as it takes the Indigo Girls to play a B-side, to get to the next song, we're holding hands and are you okay? And it's fine, and they're driving home, and Statler says you're pretty close to perfect, and
they're rubbing up all on a kissing each other's hands, all this. And Statler's like, I'm worried about going home. I just don't want to go home. And Dempsey's like, I know. And they get home. And I laughed when Dempsey said, for a moment, I thought we were going to break up, but I don't want to be without you. And she's like, I don't want to be without you either. And
very,
I went,
very healthy. Very. The thing about it is, though, both these women are relatively young. Dempsey's much younger than Statler is, I believe, because Statler's in her late 20s, 30s, right?
Yes.
Late 20s.
Dempsey's younger.
Mm-hmm. But I will say, these are still kind of choices that you make in your 20s. These feel like those kind of relationships. But she says, well, do you think, she's like, it's, I don't think, it, now I got to tell you, it's not too much too fast now. I think I've changed my mind about moving in here.
It's Statler's
like, you moving in. What?
Baking soda, baking powder, please. Huh?
And
I was shocked when she said this. Were you? I was even shocked.
I was. I've seen her. You've seen her fall in love with Statler in this. And I think Dempsey falls pretty hard.
No shit. Being that that morning they almost broke up to the afternoon is come live with me in another country.
Yeah. Lesbians, they fall hard fast. Lesbians, sometimes they don't last.
So they're
lesbians
together.
Lesbians that can fix your car.
I knew you weren't done. Just finish it.
Lesbians, they'll take you very far.
It's like a jingle for lesbians.
Yeah, there you go.
I love lesbians.
I do too.
I would be one if I liked vagina.
They're literally, I think, the best people in the world are lesbians.
Agree, and they're at least dependable.
They are. I will say, we make fun of their love life. This is way better than gay relationships. Y'all, they're so much smarter than men are. Anyway, and so they're back together now. They're going to move in together. And then 20 minutes later, it's like, there's so much anxiety about moving in together. How's this going to work? And I went, Jesus.
And then it's like, it's Dempsey being anxious instead of Statler being anxious. They just kind of switch off. Yeah. They just switch off the anxious attachment, whoever it is. And then Dempsey says, it's like, will there be enough space for me? And Dempsey's like, no, it's going to feel like an empty space because you filled the space. And I went, oh my God, that's sweet.
That's sweet. I will say, I'm rooting for them. Do I think they're going to be in game and together forever? Oh. No, but I think this will be a good first marriage for both of them.
Oh, you think they might get married?
I think they get married. I don't think they're going to have kids or anything like that. They at the most could get married. I don't think they're going to get married.
I don't think they're together, and I think they stay friends.
I think they're going to realize they're going to say Statler's a great person, Dempsey's a great person. It feels like a starter relationship to Dempsey.
I totally agree. Statler even says, I never felt love like this, and I've never felt unconditional acceptance for the first time, which y'all, that's what she needs.
Yeah.
That is the one thing she really needs.
She's even worried when they go to the airport. And so she's worried about Statler not having their creature comforts because y'all, in Dempsey's, there's no running water, there's no hot water. All of it. So I guess we're stressed about that now. That's going to be the reason you're not together. I don't know. There's a lot of crying, but I am rooting for them. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yikes. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
Tale as old as time. Da da da, it's Riolet and.
So,
wow.
Is the baby his? Is the baby gonna come out tall, black with glasses?
And smoking a cigar.
Smoking a cigar and like jazz. Smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
If you,
Riley,
you guys
hit back.
If you hear something in the background, the people outside are raking and talking loudly. So I apologize for any background noise.
We don't hear it. We don't hear it. If you're watching the video, it looks like Poodle, like someone's about to murder him. He's got big eyes just looking around.
They're like, there's ladders all around. It's a nightmare here.
They're painting Poodle's building, y'all. Send prayers.
And they're having to scrape off the outside paint. So
he just hears all day.
Yep.
Yeah. So Riley is back home. I will say, I don't know if you're going to agree with me or not. And I don't mean this as defense because he's gross. He's a piece of shit. But I do think Violet got a good edit. I think Violet does have some fuckery involved. And I think we saw a little bit of this.
I agree with you.
And so I'm just going to say this overall. If I was Riley, I would want a DNA test if Violet was treating me the way she was too.
I think that it is not a big ask at all.
I don't think so at all.
They had sex one time.
And when you find out he's on medication, that there's only a 1% chance of him having a baby.
It's like the opposite of boner pills.
I know.
That affects your fertility or something like that.
Yes.
It's interesting. So
Go ahead. She texted him right when he landed.
Well, and he said she wrote me a lot of nasty text messages and said, it's over. I don't want anything to do with you. And then, like, which is what seems like with her patterns, she wrote text saying, I'm very sorry and I do need a husband. And Tiffany, his sister slash friend, is like, are you done? And then he says,
I do like her.
I don't know.
She's funny.
And then later on, a few weeks later, some surprising news. Baz baby.
Baby.
So at Tiffany's house, he goes, so am I going to be an auntie? And so Violet has told him that she is pregnant and the baby is his. And he was like, she was just like mean to me the whole trip. And then kind of like the last night, we were having a good time and she kind of came up to my hotel room. He did make it seem like it was all her.
He did. I don't know what I believe. I kind of believe that because I will say he just kind of clam up and seemed freaked out.
That's like, true. He does say, but you know, he's like, did you have fun? He's like, well, I'm 6'4" and she's 5'2". So you can imagine. I'm like, it's a strange relating it to height. Why was it more fun? Did you understand that?
I mean, I had one of
he could like pick her up and use her as a human fuck toy.
But that, that's happened to me by a 5'4" Latino man.
So
I think I mean, you never know. Y'all don't judge us. Don't discount a short king.
A little guy just like raising you up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes. But I guess with him and her, I guess like maybe she just stands up and sucks his dick.
Like she was a human fleshlight.
Yes.
Or something like that. Anyway. My mind goes places when he says
yeah,
things like
I got that.
I
got that.
So Riley basically says, I promise I did not go over there. I did not plan to do it. That's why I didn't wear protection. I didn't use protection. And he said, that's when he said, because of the medication I'm on, there's only a less than a 1% chance that I could basically get a woman pregnant. And then he said, I'll support you. I'll get a test. You just need to, I need to know who the doctor is. And she said, nope, I'm not doing it. So
see, that was weird. He's offering to pay for it and everything. And she says, no.
It did feel a little, if I was Violet, it would feel controlling to me. if someone wanted to choose my doctor.
Well, and that is both of their relationship is they both want control.
Yeah.
She's not all, oh, I just want love. Y'all remember when we first met her, especially she kind of posed herself as like a much more controlling person. And then she got over there and realized, I think she played the victim a lot to get a good edit.
Yeah. No, I agree. And so I don't know I think this really tees us up for the tell-all. Y'all? I think people are really going to come for Violet, unfortunately, because all Americans get super suspicious of foreigners anytime there's a baby involved.
They probably will. I hope they come for him in private investigator. Y'all, I'm calling it now. Next on a next season of Hey, It's Violet. Having
oh,
a baby.
No! Riley, you are the father.
You are. Wait, I'll call my friend Karamo. That's what he does now. He'll have him on the Karamo show.
He does. You are the father.
He died because he picked up. He picked up from Lori. No, he does this thing now. It's actually interesting where a person will say, I don't want my boyfriend going through my phone. And he'll say, okay, that's fine. I'll go through your phone and let me see what I find. And so Karamo goes through their phone on air. It's good.
That is delicious.
Can you imagine? You would never let someone go through your phone.
No. No. Don't touch my fucking phone. There's no reason. You'll see way too many questioning names like Christopher Goodsex. Oh. Jonathan Big Wang.
And then just Charlie, and then it's a chocolate donut. Don't ask.
And then there's just a Carlos? The question
mark. Yeah, Carlos.
Oh Lord. I think, by the way, now if you hear a leaf blower,
we don't hear anything.
Okay, good. It's
Poodle's
very distracting.
He's very distracting. That's all I have for
that's
them.
That's all I have.
Do you want to talk about Big Brother, or you talk about that next episode?
Oh, I can do that. I can do that on this one. It's okay. BB, it's time for Poodle's BB Corner. I normally do this on toe, but we did toe early. And fuck, it's so loud.
You haven't watched it. Oh, now I hear the leaf blower.
Yeah, it's literally
but it's okay.
Right there.
We can continue to go. This is like you're being punked.
I know it's really awful. Y'all, what they do is they're scraping the paint chips off and they have to blow them. And it's right up against my house. And I can't move anywhere I go. They're scraping it off.
Yeah, you're being punked. Dude,
please bear with me. Where is my notes? Where are my notes?
I'm going to put on some lip oil while you talk about it.
Okay, y'all. Things kind of have been nuts. Where is it? Things have been a little nutty. I'm doing this on. We're recording this on Wednesday, so I'm talking about Wednesday's episode.
Today's Thursday.
Thursday. You're right. Cameron is head of household now. And again, Cameron's not a good player, but it is exciting for him to shake things up. I'm like Izzy. I can't stand him either, but I do like what he's bringing and how terrified he's making Ceri and Izzy and Felicia. So I'm all for chaos in the house.
Great.
I just wish there were better players and thinking about it a little bit.
You could have won.
Yes, my biggest disappointment is Matt, the swimmer, because Matt is his game is garbage because he will every time he knows something, he will blab to a bunch of other people. And so no other plans can really happen. He's a terrible gameplay because he's so loyal to Ceri, but at the same time has other alliances and he doesn't really foster them. There is an absolute lack of forethought and jury work in this house, and it's driving me nuts.
I will say that is your main concern, that people don't seem to be picturing endgame.
No. And they don't really understand, well, if I betray this person, it's not going to do well for me and my jury work. And Jared, Cerie's son, doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. And then what will happen is he thinks he's playing a great game, but he's getting all of it through his mom. And so
it is interesting because it's a bit of do as you say, because when you, especially Poodle in his 20s, you were the queen of get yours and get out.
I was.
You did not see the end game. So it's I'm proud of
my
you for seeing
biggest it. Hope is that AmeriCorey. America and Corey, who have the kind of a showmance going on.
I thought there was something named AmeriCorey, red, white, and blue.
Because Corey is trying to play well, but he's... And America, I don't know what kind of player America would be. She's too erratic, but Corey, to me, has the most potential to be one of the best players in the house, besides Cerie, who is literally the fucking godfather. And everyone just seems completely okay with letting her walk away with the money.
Yeah.
and it is infuriating. And Izzy, her basically best friend in the house, this is the lesbian flute player, said if I win the veto, she's up. It's basically Cam has nominated, huge thing, Izzy and Felicia. So they haven't been nominated before and they're shitting bricks. And Izzy's like, if I win the veto, I'm keeping the nominations the same because I don't want Cerie to get put up, because that's what he's going to do. He's going to backdoor Cerie.
Been there.
And anyway, and then Josh Duhamel shows up to promote Buddy Games.
What?
Josh Duhamel is the show on
CBS. Is he still hot?
Oh, he's still really hot. He's got a little gut now and it's real hot.
Didn't he just marry like a 26-year-old?
Of course he did.
Y'all, I'm mourning Christopher Jamal Evans. Oh,
and I will say, oh my God. I will say, the idea, Cerie's connection to Izzy, it's not going to bother Cerie because she'll get over it if Izzy leaves, but Izzy's not going to be okay. If she gets evicted from this game, she's going to miss Cerie too much. And she had the best situation because she was the one who knew that Jared and Cerie were mother and son. And I'm like, if you knew that, I would use that. She had the most potential of everyone.
You were rooting for her the whole time. We were rooting for you.
Not really, because I don't like her. But then, so for this veto competition, this is one of those stupid vetoes where they exchange shit, and if you win something, you can take it from the other person, like a white elephant gift. Mm-hmm. So everyone knows that for these, the last prize is always a joke prize. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you get to hang out with Josh Duhamel for a day. And Matt, the swimmer, is like, yeah, I want to hang out with Josh Duhamel. And no, you get to hang out with the cardboard cut out of Josh Duhamel and take it everywhere. Everyone knows it. So he didn't take the $5,000 or the European trip. Oh, we're moving the ladder.
I hear the ladder. Yes, I hear it.
It feels like I'm in a fucking construction site, y'all. It does. So anyway, Jared does retain the power of veto. And poor dumb Felicia still thinks Jared's going to bring her down. And it is, I'm really excited to see what's going to happen this Sunday. I'm excited to see what's going to happen tonight. And we're recording this on Thursday. So
good.
I think Izzy is gone. If they know what's good for them, they'll choose Izzy because Felicia's a weak player.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
That's Poodle's BB Corner.
They've got weird names on that
things
show.
Things did get really interesting this week, and it's a shame because I think if you get a Maricori and if you get Bowie, fucking Bowie Jane, as the internet calls her, Bowie Jane, and you could maybe get a couple others, you could if Maricori got their act together, get Cam, Bowie Jane, maybe you couldn't get Mimi.
Mimi!
Yes. But yeah, it would be possible. But if they got rid of Izzy, then there's some working room. But yeah, it's all up to Maricori right now because Matt's a lost cause, Cam's a lost cause. They're going to get him out of there soon. But there's just such bad gameplay. I can't even know.
We need to move on.
All right, we'll move on. That's the BB Corner.
I will say, I forgot to tell everybody, and I even forgot to tell you, I'll be doing this later this week, that on Sunday, by the time you've already listened to this, probably as you're listening to this, I'm going to be watching RuPaul's Drag Race live in Las Vegas. I'm excited. I'll be in Vegas for a day during Vegas Gay Pride. Who knew? But I'm going to do a drag.
Do they have gay people there?
I guess they do. But since Selby says, I'm going to do a drag race review when I come back. Maddie's Drag Race Corner.
You need to pick a different word than corner. I think I have that kind of trademarked. But yeah. So
I want to call it Drag Race Fuck You.
That doesn't have a good ring to it either.
Let's move on.
Gino and Jasmine.
Don't talk about Panama. I don't want to see Panama.
Okay. I didn't mean to
laugh, but it was funny.
The scream laugh that came out, why do you have the Panama flag? I don't want to see the Panama flag.
Gino, tell me. Tell me, why do you have Panama, Gino? Tell me.
Move the camera. And y'all, poor cousin really Dana is just sitting there in his Panama flag hat.
He's like, what the fuck?
I gotta say, did it bother anyone else? They kept calling, oh, it's a Panama hat. And I'm like, no, it's a hat with a Panama flag on it. Because a Panama hat is the specific type of hat. Like Panama Jack. It's not cool when I explain it.
Very few people notice that. Now, y'all, I'm going to say spoiler alert, but we've already seen the trailers. So skip ahead.
They're on the season.
But they're on 90 Day Fiancé. So Jasmine is going to get her visa. But that actually made this still just as early, because I just assumed she was going to go to this meeting.
Me too.
And get it. And then when she didn't, it was quite shocking. It's very sweet, though. Gino, it's been 5 months since they've seen one another in Panama. So Gino's getting everything ready. He's very excited. Dana comes over.
Got her pillow on the bed.
Yes. And he says, this means a lot for Dana to come over because
he was the one who was disapproving of the relationship. Yes.
And Gino even says, Dana says, how are you feeling about it? And Gino says, well, I worry about her flying off the handle. Boy, I gotta say, Jasmine, when they cut to her, Jasmine getting ready and going, this is my favorite Jasmine look of all the Jasmine looks. She's like fresh face, hardly any makeup.
Oh, this pink suit.
And the pink suit. And she actually looks younger because she's not wearing so much makeup. It reminds me, she kind of has like 2005 J-Lo glow look. It looks so, but not dated. But she looks so great, the makeup.
You can tell how important this is for her. And yeah, that's the thing. That's the one thing about Gino and Jasmine that is real, you guys. I really believe she loves him.
I do too.
And he loves her. Yeah. She is extremely dramatic. And I think what you are seeing is a kind of a hyperbolized version of what's there, but the core of it's real. And when she's like, I'm just so worried this is going to be, because so much is riding on this. And she's a very anxious person anyway. Mm-hmm. There's just something about Jasmine that is so compelling. I can't stop watching.
I know. Some people are like, oh, I'm over them. I don't get it. Again, I would watch the whole spinoff of them. So yeah. There was a post about it in the Sissy Squad, and our sissies were pretty divided. There was like half are over it, and then other half are like, give me more.
He's like, well, yeah, when they're like talking to the therapist, and at one point or something, when she said, he's like, well, something like that. And she was like, what
you
say?
She just can't help herself.
Yeah, I love, there's some things about her that I just, and I think there's something that endears her to me, that this is someone, we've said this before, this is someone who's experienced a lot of trauma in their life. And someone who's who's just trying to, I don't know, fight for her little piece of sky, like Yentl.
Well,
it was really gay.
That's really gay. They're just doing a remastered CD of that. I saw Barbra Streisand. Yes. Do you know what I'm excited about though? I am really excited about the Cher Christmas album. I am ready for that. I am ready. Oh, it's Christmas!
Wow.
Oh, I'm so excited. You don't act like you're not going to get into Cher Christmas. Don't even act like it. If you don't think we're playing Cher Christmas at our...
Condon told me, pum-pum-pum.
Yes! She's doing a duet with the woman, Diane. What's her name? Christmas, the snow coming down. Christmas, they're watching us. The one that's in the documentary about backup singers.
Oh, yeah. I don't know her name.
Diane, not Diane Carroll. It's Diane something.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm very excited. This is what I was going to say, though. Jasmine's reaction to this, you nailed it when you talk about what she has so much trauma, because she's not able, but you also see how Gino and Jasmine balance each other out. He's so engineering. He's so practical. He's so non-emotional that he actually, she still gets, she's like, I have to stop talking, but he does calm her down because she immediately, y'all, for Jasmine, it's all good or all bad. There is no in between. And this triggered something of her. It's not about just not getting approved for the paperwork. This is about the government not supporting her love, that one wants her and Gino to be together.
And it's feeling not fair. And she's been kind of shit on by life. And this is just another step. It touched me too when her sister basically said, you know, I don't want you to leave because you bring so much joy to our family. And if this doesn't work out, can you? She's like, oh, yeah, I'll come back. You know,
I don't think Jasmine wants to. Again, I think they love it. I don't think Jasmine really probably wants to come to the U.S.
I think she does, but she knows Gino will never move to Panama.
Panama.
Meanwhile, after this, so they're getting everything ready. Jasmine calls, and and Gino's like, hey, honey, what happened? And all you hear is, no!
That she's just
wailing.
Just wailing.
We're never going to be together.
Yes. She's like, she said,
I'm sick and tired of this.
It's like a little kid, because she's like, there is an issue with my process, and sniveling and snot's coming out of her nose. And he's like, Gino says, What happened? That did not do the paperwork, Gino. What the paperwork? I did all. And she's just, it is funny and sad at the same time because of the reaction.
And I think the most amazing thing is she absolutely cannot process anything because she is in the middle of a trauma response.
And it's doom and gloom.
And he's trying to process for her, and you can't.
He's very positive, saying, we'll got this. We'll figure it out. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. I did laugh. Gino, and so she's like, I have to go. I don't want to talk. She hangs on the phone, and then they cut to Gino, and Gino looks up at Dana and says, not good.
No good. Y'all, she just walks around. She just walks around and says, "There is a constant fight between my brain and my heart."
She says, "They consider our love is not good enough," and I'm like,
"This is all your trauma, honey." And it's sad. It's sad that she's read into that, but she has no coping skills to deal with what she's.
She has no coping. Yeah. Her instinct is not necessarily. I understand it. I mean, I understand when Prop 8 and when gay marriage and things like that.
Yeah.
It's really hard not to take that personal and think that you're, mm-hmm. If you're a woman who can't get an abortion in some state, to think that your government is against you
yeah.
or hates you when there's something so personal that you feel like is a human totally. Right. So I understand where she's coming from. Totally.
That's all I got.
That's all I got. I can't talk anymore. This is done for me. Just walked out of the frame.
I always want to end conversations with not even emotionally. I can't talk anymore. I'm done. My mother doesn't even say goodbye. She just hangs up the phone. Yes.
Wow.
Okay. Click. She's done.
She's done.
Come at us if you have people in your life or your mother. They don't even say bye. They just hang up the phone.
Click. I do have people in my life who don't hang up their phone. They leave their phone on. So if I'm like on speaker and I'm doing something, I guess they are too.
That's
I always
weird.
I feel like I'm always on the hangs. Whatever. No one gives a shit. All right, everybody.
I don't give a shit.
Go to realitygaze.com. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Be sure to tune into our announcements for next episode because we have
yes.
a big announcement. Poodle's finally going to be able to talk about
my big opening.
And an announcement. So be sure to check that out. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And, oh, shit.
What?
I'm like, I have something. Well, here, you do it.
You know what? And if you know what? I don't have time for this. I'm done. I have to go. Bye.